Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's free. It comes every Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. And you'll join the happy throng of the thousands of subscribers to our newsletter. And those of you who have been sending me all those nice notes about how much you enjoy the letter and any particular article that I might write, how much that means to you, that really, thank you for that. Let me just say that it's a lot of work to publish that publication, and we're coming up on we're just about to end our fifth year and heading into our sixth year with that publication. So we're real proud of it. But thank you for the comments that I get back from you. It means a lot to me. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen, is an award-winning reporter. He was actually a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for investigative work with the Detroit Free Press. He won the prestigious Sigma Delta Chi Bronze Medallion for investigative reporting. He's an outstanding businessman in the publishing world. He's the author of a book that I like an awful lot, Thinking Inside the Box, the 12 Timeless Rules for Managing a Successful Business. And he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Kirk Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. Did you know that on this day in 1951, the first network football game was televised by CBS in color on television?
I did not know that.
Did you not? You didn't know that?
No.
Well, I'm surprised. I thought, how about this? Did you know that on this day? Well, if I said to you that this was the day that my three sons debuted on ABC, what year would you say that was?
My three sons.
You remember my three sons?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'll admit to that.
Are you old enough to remember when that would have debuted? What year would you think it would have?
I would think I did 78.
70.
81. I don't know.
My three sons?
I have no mind for this kind of thing.
1960.
Was it really that long?
Yeah, that's
ago?
The reason I set. That's the reason I set you up like that. I thought.
Oh my gosh!
It goes way back, 1960. That's right. That's about the time Bonanza first came on the thing. And then
did they have television in 1960.
I think they did. I myself wouldn't have known about it. I was born much later than that. But
the truth is, I was born in 1947,
yeah.
And I actually remember our first TV.
Well, I remember our first TV, too. It was a little round thing. And I remember not having a TV, too. Anyway, yeah. and of course, you and I both walked to school uphill both ways in the snow, right?
Absolutely, yeah. 5 miles.
Okay, Kirk, let's get down to basics here. You believe that John Kerry would be a better president in the next 4 years for small business than would President Bush. Is that right?
It's true.
Well, I'll let you get away with that one. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we invited another person, another member of my Brain Trust, who will remain nameless because it's not important, to join us and to take Mr. Bush's position. He wasn't able to join us kind of at the last minute. Something came up. And so it's fallen on me, Kirk, to take the other side of the debate, which I'll do my best to do. And by the way, you'll be happy to know on Friday, I'm going to have someone on the show who's going to be on Mr. Bush's side after the debate to talk about how well Mr. Bush did, and I'll have to take the other side in that one. So I'm kind of a utility infielder this week, Kirk.
Well, I'm glad to see you playing both sides.
I can do that. In politics, I can go both ways. Okay, let's talk about why you think Senator Kerry, would be better for small business.
There's a whole range of of issues and items that I think make Kerry the best choice for small business. But when you sum it all up, basically, I see George Bush's policies, abandoning small business.
Well, no, Kirk. I'm sorry. We're going to have to have some ground rules. I want you to tell us not what Mr. Bush did wrong. I want you to tell us what Mr. Kerry did right. What he's going to do right.
This is your show, so yeah. I can't criticize the president.
Not yet. We have.
That's the new.
Not yet. We have to talk
later.
About what Mr. Kerry would do right first.
I think number one, he's got a very strong program to lower the cost of health care for small business.
Good.
And it's just critical because health care premiums have risen 64% under the president, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation.
All right, health care. You got one more before we go to a break quickly? One more item, and then we'll come back to this.
Energy independence.
Energy, okay. Health care and energy, folks, is what Kirk says. And we're going to come back and talk about those right after these messages. Later on, I'm going to let him criticize the president. He gets to do that, but not first. Stay with us.
In any amusement hall, that death don't lie, kid. Sure plays a mean pinball.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Blasingame with good news about valuable online resources from our friends at IBM. Want to get a practical answer to your small business question by an expert member of my Brain Trust? Well, you can do that at IBM's Resource Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/sbresources. Want to see how others are using technology? Go to IBM's Online Resource Center to find case studies and articles that address many business challenges and opportunities. Want to find the technology solutions for your size business, including email marketing, web hosting, broadband, security, and wireless? All that and more is at ibm.com/businesscenter/sbresources. And then, when you're ready for your next PC system, IBM has a handy tool that will help you customize just the right desktop PC or ThinkPad system for your business. Remember, that's the IBM Resource Center at www.ibm.com/businesscenter/sbresources. Thanks again, IBM, for all you do for small business. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Hi, folks. Jim Blasingame here with even more great news about how Office Depot has pulled out all the stops for loyal customers. Now, not only do you get great deals on products for your small business at Office Depot, but you can also get a free membership in the Office Depot Advantage program. With Advantage, you can get up to 10% back in rewards on qualified purchases, exclusive member savings, and promotions, and more just by shopping at Office Depot. As a member, you'll get up to $200 back a year in rewards simply by using your member number whenever and wherever you shop. Not a member yet? Don't worry. It's easy to get more information on Advantage and sign up at any Office Depot store or go online at officedepot.com or call 1-800-GO-DEPOT. That's 1-800-463-3768 to get started. Once again, Office Depot shows that customers matter most. Get the Office Depot Advantage today.
Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fevered dance with fate.
We're back.
We'll be the spirit.
17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're debating. Actually, we haven't started debating yet. We're just enumerating right now. Kirk Chaffetz, our good friend and the author of Thinking Inside the Box, is enumerating to us some of the things that he thinks Mr. Kerry would be, Senator Kerry, would be better at as president for small business than Mr. Bush. And so he first mentioned health care, then he mentioned energy. What I want to do, Kirk, is let's get three or four of these on the table, and then let's come back and talk about them. All right, well, health care, energy, Is that all right?
I mean, getting serious about, just to set the stage, if you'll permit me, on the positive side for John Kerry, just for a moment. First of all, Kerry, he owned a small business that he opened in 1979 when he was significantly younger. And he knows the problems of small business. Not only that, but when the Democrats had a majority, he was the chairman and remains the ranking member of the Senate Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee.
In fact, when I won my award in 2002 from the SBA, he was the chairman of the Small Business Committee, and he congratulated me, and I had my picture made with him.
Well, see, that shows his excellent judgment.
You mean having his picture made with me? Yeah, you're
absolutely.
Right. You're right about that. Okay, I'll give you that. Okay.
And so I think that for starters, John Kerry actually has walked in the shoes of small business people and understands that small business really is the engine of the economy. That if you go to his website, you know, John Kerry's policy statements begin with the facts that 75% of all the new jobs are created by small business people, and that 99% of all employers are small business people. So he understands how critical this is.
All right.
And he wants to emphasize small business and reemphasize investment in the U.S., because, frankly, too much U.S. money has been flowing out of the country, and particularly in the last 4 years.
Okay, so I'm going to put down outsourcing as another one of your points.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Additional investment in small businesses, and particularly in what are classified as micro enterprises, in businesses with less than $500,000 in revenues. And I think the whole notion too of supporting the middle class. You know, I mentioned healthcare and I mentioned energy.
Right.
These are huge small business issues.
That's right.
Because small businesses are
especially healthcare.
Absolutely, and small businesses are currently at an enormous disadvantage to big business in providing health care for their employees. And John Kerry's program would write that, and we can get into the details if we have time.
All right, I'd like to, some of these things, whenever you're through, let me know, because I have some comments about some of these points that you're making.
Okay.
You want me to do that now, or you want to continue your soliloquy?
No, I can stop my soliloquy.
I'm afraid I want to make sure we don't get too much on the table. We can't finish it up here.
Well, that's the only other thing I'll say is that these are – the president, God bless him, tends to oversimplify everything. And in a world of, 8-second sound bites on television, I understand why you have to do that. But these are complicated issues, and the world of international finance is a complex place, and we could actually do with a little more nuance and a little less, I know this works because I know this works, kind of attitude. We could do with more facts and less posturing.
Well, and I think what happens is you're not getting enough facts out of Mr. Bush, perhaps, but you may be getting too many facts out of Mr. Kerry. sometimes he tends to nuance things beyond reason. But let's get into the meat of some of this a little bit, the healthcare issues. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to compare and contrast your point on healthcare, Mr. Kerry's healthcare, with Mr. Bush's plan, okay? That's how I'm going to identify his plan. Healthcare, Mr. Kerry's system would move us more toward the universal single-payer system. And Mr. Bush's plan is to create, number one, he gave us medical savings accounts, MSAs, HSAs, I should say, health savings accounts now. It used to be MSAs, now HSAs. He gave us those in December with the Medicare bill that was passed, which made those really flexible and a lot more dynamic, which is a good thing. Mr. Kerry probably, I don't know if he voted against it or not. I think he voted for the bill, but I don't know that we would have gotten that with Mr. Kerry. But the other thing is, and this is a biggie with health care, with regard to health care, Kirk, and that is association health plans. Now, Mr. Kerry's administration would probably not afford small businesses of the ability to buy insurance as a group, by me joining my chamber of commerce and my Chamber of Commerce joining other chambers of commerce across the country and buying health care as a group across state lines. That's what AHPs will allow for.
Well, Kerry's actually going to go one step further than that. First of all, John Kerry believes in choice in health care. I find it very interesting that Bush, although his rhetoric is about choice, are you aware of the experiment that the Bush administration has just run with PPOs, preferred these are HMOs essentially, but they limit, instead of giving you your choice of doctors, you're limited to a very few choice of doctors, and the Bush administration has run an experiment using PPOs for Medicare. Have you read about that,
no.
Jim?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's very interesting because it indicates how doggedly the Bush administration will stick to its guns, even in the face of the facts. They've got a program that costs $650
more. Hold on to that, Kirk. We've got to come right back after these messages. Looks like we're not going to get all these topics. We may have to come back and do this some more and talk about some of these other issues at a later date, because we're not going to get all of them done today. Tintail, we'll be right back with Kirk Chaffetz. We're going to continue this debate on Kerry versus Bush with regard to health care.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Since I began broadcasting this show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
Hi folks, Jim Blassingame here with even more great news about how Office Depot has pulled out all the stops for loyal customers. Now, not only do you get great deals on products for your small business at Office Depot, but you can also get a free membership in the Office Depot Advantage program. With Advantage, you can get up to 10% back in rewards on qualified purchases, exclusive member savings, and promotions, and more just by shopping at Office Depot. As a member, you'll get up to $200 back a year in rewards simply by using your member number whenever and wherever you shop. Not a member yet? Don't worry. It's easy to get more information on Advantage and sign up at any Office Depot store or go online at officedepot.com or call 1-800-GO-DEPOT. That's 1-800-463-3768 to get started. Once again, Office Depot shows that customers matter most. Get the Office Depot Advantage today.
Until I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I had no idea what a monster we had created when Kirk said, let's debate whether Bush or Kerry is going to be better as president for the next 4 years. I had no idea what a monster we were going to create when we did this, but we've created it, and the toothpaste is out of the tube, so to speak, Kirk. So what we need to do is we've got to I want to focus on for just a little bit longer. We only got a few minutes on healthcare. Just another couple of minutes on healthcare. I'm going to let you do sort of a summation if you want, and then I want you to come back another day, and then we'll take some of these other issues: energy, outsourcing, investment in small business. Also, we have to talk about taxes. We have to talk about the tax situation. We have to talk about lower regulations and things like that. We have to also have to talk about minimum wage. Those are all good things to talk about. But right now, I want you to finish your quickly as possible. Finish your point about health care, Mr. Kerry.
John Kerry wants to give every small business in America access to the same health plan that Congress has. That's going to lower everybody's tax bill, everybody's health care bills, by about 15%. In addition to that, he wants to give 50% tax credits.
But he wants the government to pay for that.
Well, the government needs, he wants to subsidize, he would rather use the government's taxing authority to subsidize small businesses providing health care for their employees than to use that same authority to allow rich people to put more money into savings.
But here's the difference.
And I believe that will help small business create jobs. It will be far more stimulative than the president's current plan.
But, Kirk, I don't want the government in my health care. If the government's going to do anything for health care, I think this particular thing is the way Mr. Bush looks at it. I've heard him speak about this before. And you're going to say that I'm like him. I'm oversimplifying it, but I think it's the right way to look at it. I want competition in the marketplace for my health care dollar, and I want portability.
Well, then portability
is key, because that's the 21st century marketplace. That's the way people are going to work. They need to be able to take their health care with them, and the way to be able to do that is to be able to have individuals make decisions for where they buy their insurance, not the government, or where they get their health care, I should say, not the government, and no longer not even employees. I mean employers. I want employees to be able to make their own decisions.
John Kerry understands that. John Kerry actually understands the problems of working people, which I believe that George Bush and his rich friends do not, frankly, Jim. But just to go back, if you like choice, the Government Accountability Office just caught the Bush administration running an experimental program with Medicare, right? Medicare guarantees you choice of providers.
Now you're not getting into the weeds on it. We only have 2 minutes left. Don't get in the weeds on it.
Okay, but this is the difference between what the Bush administration says and what they do. And it's always sort of day and night.
But let's go back. You're wandering off on something
I'm making a specific example.
Okay, go ahead quickly.
Very quickly. He's got an experimental program going that restricts illegally Medicare recipients' choice of providers.
Well, what's this got to do with small business?
What this has to do with small business is that it not only restricts choice, it adds $650 to $750 per person. And the White House, looking at those facts yesterday, Jim, said they thought it was an excellent program because it fits their philosophy.
But let me ask you this question. Let me ask you
privatizing
this question.
All of this.
Is Ted Kennedy going to have a major part in a Kerry administration?
No.
He won't be? Well, Ted Kennedy is an influential
member of the Senate, but John Kerry has surrounded himself with a wide range of advisors. John Kerry is a centrist. The Bush administration,
let me say this. We only got about a minute left, Kirk. I want to get one other thing in there. I want to come back to AHPs because I didn't get to talk about this as much as I think it needs to be said on balance here. Association health plans is the best thing that could happen to small businesses. Mr. Kerry is not going to be for association health plans. His party won't let him be. Mr. Kennedy won't let him be in charge in favor of AHPs. Mr. Bush is. And with all the rhetoric that we've had today, AHPs are good for small business. And that's the reason why I think Mr. Bush is going to be good for small business. Now, unfortunately, Kirk, that's got to be the last word because we're out of time. But you're going to come back, right?
I am going to come back.
And we're going to talk about some more issues. Comparing Bush and I don't know if we've accomplished anything, folks. But at least you know that it's going to be fun the next time we get together. I got to go, actually. Kirk, thanks for being here. Kirk Chafers, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Thinking Inside the Box. It's a good one. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
USA Radio Network News. John Scott reporting. President Bush and John Kerry arrive in Florida today as the University of Miami makes final preparations for tomorrow night's presidential debate. Independent candidate Ralph Nader won't be sharing the stage, but he still got a chance to speak at the Coral Gables campus during an appearance last night. The war in Iraq expected to be the main topic when Bush and Kerry face off tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Tornadoes are an unexpected danger of tropical systems such as Hurricane Jean, which made its way through the Mid-Atlantic Tuesday. USA Radio Network staff meteorologist Liam Ferguson has more on this subject and other byproducts of Jean from the Weather Center.
Clouds and moderate to heavy rain covered the southeast and Mid-Atlantic states as tropical storm Jean moved through. The region was under a flood watch as very heavy rain occurred. The flood can be blamed on the remnants of former Hurricane Jean, which moved through the Carolinas on Monday and left several inches of rain. Several tornado warnings were also issued, with a couple of touchdowns before moving up the East Coast. Many East Coast residents have taken on a different look as well, as some residents mop up water and try to dry out their homes. Staff meteorologist Liam Ferguson, USA Radio Network weather.
President Bush looks at hurricane damage in Florida today. Celebrating crowds greeted two women when they arrived in Italy earlier today after being held hostage in Iraq. There's still no word on the fate of one British hostage on the economic indicator calendar, the gross domestic product today. Dow futures down four. This is USA Radio Network News.
Step up and get your Goodyears. Get to Goodyear's American Dream Tire Sale now through October 9th and save on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get a $50 U.S. savings bond. For everyday low prices and a $50 U.S. savings bond, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Come get your Goodyears today and be sure to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in savings bond offer ends October 9th.
Caesar, begin dragon-style kata! Raise paws, tiger strike! Again! Kokuzo! Heart pumping? Hi! Lift high in the quarter, roundhouse kick!
Cats don't have cardio kickboxing. That's why they have IMES, with seven essential nutrients for a strong, healthy heart.
Mr. Fluffy Sun, Coco Sun, fight!
Nourish every heartbeat, love every bite. IMES, good for life.
Break it up!
A 3-year-old girl is dead after a shooting at a home care center in Detroit. Dr. Herman Gray at Detroit's Children's Hospital.
The injuries were very severe, and the likelihood of survival based on the appearance of the injuries when she first arrived were very small.
Two other adults remain in critical condition with gunshot wounds. A 7-month-old baby is serious. The shooter still at large. A privacy watchdog group says a high-tech system to keep track of foreign visitors threatens freedom and race relations. Starting Thursday, most visitors entering the U.S. will have to have their fingerprints taken electronically and a digital photo taken. Officials say the U.S. visit program will protect citizens and visitors while safeguarding privacy. The mayor of Washington, D.C. and other top city officials there are pleading with Congress not to loosen the city's gun laws. They're said to be the strictest gun regulations in the nation. The U.S. House is considering a bill that would strike those limits. This is USA Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Debbie Thompson from Nevada writes, "No one in our area thought the fires in California would affect us 300 miles away, but they did. Your fantastic air purifiers kept our home clear of the dust and smoke. They were a real lifesaver." Folks, just how effective is an Oreck Professional Air Purifier? Well, call us at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. Try one free for 90 days.
Plenty of seismic activity along the West Coast, but is it related?
This past week has seen swarms of small earthquakes at Mount St. Helens in Washington, then a magnitude 6.0 quake in California on Tuesday. Is there any relation? In a word, no. The tremors in Washington are because of stresses caused by pressurization below the lava dome of the volcano. Tom Pierce with the Cascades Volcano Observatory.
Either due to groundwater that's being heated to high temperatures and turning into steam, and possibly some effect of magma that was down there in the conduit left over.
Tuesday's earthquake in California, however, was the result of friction between tectonic plates. Richard Curtis for USA Radio Network News.
The EPA is out with its list of best workplaces for commuters. High-tech giant Intel topping the list of Fortune 500 companies making efforts to help alleviate commuter congestion and air pollution. More news on USARadio.com. John Scott reporting, USA Radio Network News.
Since I began broadcasting this show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great...
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show, brought to you by IBM. Solutions designed and built to help small business. And Office Depot, what you need to know. And now, the man Fortune Small Business Magazine calls one of America's most influential small business experts.
Pinch me, lovey, so I know it isn't a dream, but not too hard. I bruise easily.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blassingame.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we don't care. We're just glad you're here. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. Got a great show lined up for you this hour. Barbara Babbitt Kaufman is going to join us again. She's the author of Attitude. This is an award-winning entrepreneur. She's had so many accomplishments in her life, and she's been on the show before. We had a great time. You're going to like hearing from her again. She's going to talk to us about how important your...
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fevered dance with fate.
We're back.
We'll be the speed.
17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're debating... Actually, we haven't started debating yet. We're just enumerating right now. Kirk Chaffetz, our good friend and the author of Thinking Inside the Box, is enumerating to us some of the things that he thinks Mr. Kerry would be, Senator Kerry, would be better at as president for small business than Mr. Bush. And so he first mentioned health care, then he mentioned energy. What I want to do, Kirk, is let's get three or four of these on the table, and then let's come back and talk about them. All right, well, health care, energy. Is that all right?
I mean, getting serious about, just to set the stage, if you'll permit me, on the positive side for John Kerry, just for a moment. First of all, Kerry, he owned a small business that he opened in 1979 when he was significantly younger. And he knows the problems of small business. Not only that, but when the Democrats had a majority, he was the chairman and remains the ranking member of the Senate Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee.
In fact, when I won my award in 2002 from the SBA, he was the chairman of the Small Business Committee, and he congratulated me, and I had my picture made with him.
Well, see, that shows his excellent judgment.
You mean having his picture made with me? Yeah, you're
absolutely.
Right. You're right about that. Okay, I'll give you that. Okay.
And so I think that for starters, John Kerry actually has walked in the shoes of small business people and understands that small business really is the engine of the economy. That if you go to his website, you know, John Kerry's policy statements begin with the facts that 75% of all the new jobs are created by small business people, and that 99% of all employers are small business people. So he understands how critical this is.
All right.
And he wants to emphasize small business and reemphasize investment in the U.S., because, frankly, too much U.S. money has been flowing out of the country, and particularly in the last 4 years.
Okay, so I'm going to put down outsourcing as another one of your points.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Additional investment in small businesses, and particularly in what are classified as micro enterprises, in businesses with less than $500,000 in revenues. And I think the whole notion too of supporting the middle class. You know, I mentioned healthcare and I mentioned energy.
Right.
These are huge small business issues.
That's right.
Because small businesses are
especially healthcare.
Absolutely, and small businesses are currently at an enormous disadvantage to big business in providing health care for their employees. And John Kerry's program would write that, and we can get into the details if we have time.
All right, I'd like to, some of these things, whenever you're through, let me know, because I have some comments about some of these points that you're making.
Okay.
You want me to do that now, or you want to continue your soliloquy?
No, I can stop my soliloquy.
I'm afraid I want to make sure we don't get too much on the table. We can't finish it up here.
Well, that's the only other thing I'll say is that these are – the president, God bless him, tends to oversimplify everything. And in a world of, 8-second sound bites on television, I understand why you have to do that. But these are complicated issues, and the world of international finance is a complex place, and we could actually do with a little more nuance and a little less, I know this works because I know this works, kind of attitude. We could do with more facts and less posturing.
Well, and I think what happens is you're not getting enough facts out of Mr. Bush, perhaps, but you may be getting too many facts out of Mr. Kerry. sometimes he tends to nuance things beyond reason. But let's get into the meat of some of this a little bit. The healthcare issues, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to compare and contrast your point on healthcare, Mr. Kerry's healthcare, with Mr. Bush's plan. Okay, that's how I'm going to identify his plan. Healthcare, Mr. Kerry system would move us more toward the universal single-payer system. And Mr. Bush's plan is to create, number one, he gave us medical savings accounts, MSAs, HSAs, I should say, health savings accounts now. It used to be MSAs, now HSAs. He gave us those in December with the Medicare bill that was passed, which made those really flexible and a lot more dynamic, which is a good thing. Mr. Kerry probably, I don't know if he voted against it or not. I think he voted for the bill, but I don't know that we would have gotten that with Mr. Kerry. But the other thing is, and this is a biggie with health care, with regard to health care, Kirk, and that is association health plans. Now, Mr. Kerry's administration would probably not afford small businesses of the ability to buy insurance as a group by me joining my Chamber of Commerce and my Chamber of Commerce joining other Chambers of Commerce across the country and buying health care as a group across state lines. That's what AHPs will allow for.
Well, Kerry's actually going to go one step further than that. First of all, John Kerry believes in choice in health care. I find it very interesting that that Bush, although his rhetoric is about choice, are you aware of the experiment that the Bush administration has just run with PPOs, preferred these are HMOs essentially, but they limit, instead of giving you your choice of doctors, you're limited to a very few choice of doctors, and the Bush administration has run an experiment using PPOs for Medicare. Have you read about that,
no.
Jim?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's very interesting because it indicates how doggedly the Bush administration will stick to its guns, even in the face of the facts. They've got a program that costs $650
more. Hold on to that, Kirk. We've got to come right back after these messages. Looks like we're not going to get all these topics. We may have to come back and do this some more and talk about some of these other issues at a later date, because we're not going to get all of them done today. Tintail, we'll be right back with Kirk Chaffetz. We're going to continue this debate on Kerry versus Bush with regard to health care. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I had no idea what a monster we had created. When Kirk said, let's debate whether Bush or Kerry is going to be better as president for the next 4 years, I had no idea what a monster we were going to create when we did this. But we've created it, and the toothpaste is out of the tube, so to speak, Kirk. So what we need to do is we've got to I want to focus on, for just a little bit longer, we only got a few minutes, on healthcare, just another couple of minutes on healthcare. I'm going to let you do sort of a summation, if you want. And then I want you to come back another day, and then we'll take some of these other issues, energy, outsourcing, investment in small business. Also, we have to talk about taxes. We have to talk
about
the tax situation. We have to talk about lower regulations and things like that. We have to also have to talk about minimum wage. Those are all good things to talk about. But right now, I want you to finish finish your point about health care, Mr. Kerry.
John Kerry wants to give every small business in America access to the same health plan that Congress has. That's going to lower everybody's tax bill, everybody's health care bills, by about 15%. In addition to that, he wants to give 50% tax credits.
But he wants the government to pay for that.
Well, the government needs, he wants to subsidize, he would rather use the government's taxing authority to subsidize small businesses providing health care for their employees than to use that same authority to allow rich people to put more money into savings.
But here's the difference.
And I believe that will help small business create jobs. It will be far more stimulative than the president's current plan.
But, Kirk, I don't want the government in my health care. I want, if the government's going to do anything for health care, I think this particular thing is the way Mr. Bush looks at it. I've heard him speak about this before. And you're going to say that I'm like him. I'm oversimplifying it, but I think it's the right way to look at it. I want competition in the marketplace for my health care dollar, and I want portability.
Well, then
portability is key, because that's the 21st century marketplace. That's the way people are going to work. They need to be able to take their health care with them, and the way to be able to do that is to be able to have individuals make decisions for where they buy their insurance, not the government, or where they get their health care, I should say, not the government, and no longer not even employees. I mean employers. I want employees to be able to make their own decisions.
John Kerry understands that. John Kerry actually understands the problems of working people, which I believe that George Bush and his rich friends do not, frankly, Jim. But just to go back, if you like choice, the Government Accountability Office just caught the Bush administration running an experimental program with Medicare, right? Medicare guarantees you choice of providers.
Now, you're not getting into the weeds on it. We only have 2 minutes left. Don't get in the weeds on it.
Okay, but this is the difference between what the Bush administration says and what they do. And it's always sort of day and night.
But what? All right, let's go. Let's go back.
Well, let me.
But you're one. Wait a minute, Kirk. You're wandering off on something that's.
Well, I'm making a specific example.
Okay, go ahead quickly.
Very quickly, he's got an experimental program going that restricts illegally Medicare recipients' choice of providers.
Well, what's this got to do with small business?
What this has to do with small business is that it not only restricts choice, it adds $650 to $750 per person. And the White House, looking at those facts yesterday, Jim, said they thought it was an excellent program because it fits their philosophy.
But let me ask you this question. Let me ask you a
privatizing
question.
Privatizing all
who
of this.
Is Ted Kennedy going to have a major part in a Kerry administration?
No.
He won't be? Well, Ted Kennedy
is an influential member of the Senate, but John Kerry has surrounded himself with a wide range of advisors. John Kerry is a centrist. The Bush administration,
let me say this. We only got about a minute left, Kirk. I want to get one other thing in there. I want to come back to AHPs because I didn't get to talk about this as much as I think needs to be said on balance here. Association health plans is the best thing that could happen to small businesses. Mr. Kerry is not going to be for association health plans. His party won't let him be. Mr. Kennedy won't let him be in charge in favor of AHPs. Mr. Bush is. And with all the rhetoric that we've had today, AHPs are good for small business. And that's the reason why I think Mr. Bush is going to be good for small business. Now, unfortunately, Kirk, that's got to be the last word because we're out of time. But you're going to come back, right?
I am going to come back.
And we're going to talk about some more issues. Comparing Bush and I don't know if we've accomplished anything, folks. But at least you know that it's going to be fun the next time we get together. I got to go, actually. Kirk, thanks for being here. Kirk Chafers, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Thinking Inside the Box. It's a good one. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.